Genesis 15. Later the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision.
Abram, don't be afraid. I will protect you and reward you greatly.
But Abram answered,
Lord, all-powerful, you have given me everything I could ask for, except children. And when I die, Eliezer of Damascus will get all I own. You have not given me any children, and this servant of mine will inherit everything.
The Lord replied,
No, he won't. You will have a son of your own, and everything you have will be his.
Then the Lord took Abram outside and said,
Look at the sky and see if you can count the stars. That's how many descendants you will have.
Abram believed the Lord, and the Lord was pleased with him. The Lord said to Abram,
I brought you here from Ur in Chaldea, and I gave you this land.
Abram asked,
Lord God, how can I know the land will be mine?
Then the Lord told him,
Bring me a 3-year-old cow, a 3-year-old female goat, a 3-year-old ram, a dove, and a young pigeon.
Abram obeyed the Lord. Then he cut the animals in half and laid the 2 halves of each animal opposite each other on the ground. But he did not cut the doves and pigeons in half. And when birds came down to eat the animals, Abram chased them away. As the sun was setting, Abram fell into a deep sleep, and everything became dark and frightening. Then the Lord said,
Abram, you will live to an old age and die in peace. But I solemnly promise that your descendants will live as foreigners in a land that doesn't belong to them. They will be forced into slavery and abused for 400 years. But I will terribly punish the nation that enslaves them, and they will leave with many possessions. 4 generations later, your descendants will return here and take this land, because only then will the people who live here be so sinful that they deserve to be punished.
Sometime after sunset, when it was very dark, a smoking cooking pot and a flaming fire went between the 2 halves of each animal. At that time, the Lord made an agreement with Abram and told him,
I will give your descendants the land east of the Shihor River on the border of Egypt as far as the Euphrates River. They will possess the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.